Hi, this is Scott Bradley, Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio, and you'd better keep listening or I will tear your soul apart.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
That is correct.
I am your hostess with the mostest. I don't think that's how you're supposed to say that, but whatever. Nicole Velakis, Jordan, author, person.
Wife.
And my partner in all things, of course, is Justin McPutches.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and we're on our fancy new equipment, which is fun.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah. He's got too many knobs and buttons to play with now, though.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get this thing going right.
Yeah. Sounds very professional.
It kind of does, though.
Yeah, it does, yeah. So, we've been gone again for a couple weeks.
No, we just weren't on last week. We were on the week before.
Yeah.
Last week, I did the Homicidal Geek Show.
That's right. Last week, you did the Homicidal Geek Show. This week, we're doing our show. Because we've been in preparation for Sandy and Liam to arrive, and they're finally going to be here on Tuesday. Finally.
Bristol in the house!
And, so we're very excited. We're having the royal visit.
We're doing a new wave kind of...
Yeah, we're going to do a new wave cloud. Punky thing on Mixcloud, so that'll be fun. And, we're really looking forward to it.
We'll all probably do Not For Air as well.
Yeah, we're caffeinated.
Yeah, well, we're doing that for sure.
We're definitely doing caffeinated. But, yeah, so they're going to come and they're going to hang out and just be chill in Florida for a couple weeks. And we're going to celebrate... the big 5-0 with Sandy.
Sandy, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. And, she doesn't look it or act it, so that's all that matters, right? We've had a lot going on just in real life, no time to do anything fun.
Between that and let's see, what did I do this week? I finally did caffeinated.
Yes, you did the final.
Couple months since I think we stopped right before December, after Thanksgiving. I think.
No, really. I thought you did one in January. I thought you guys.
No,
did
I didn't
one.
Do one in January.
Okay, I don't.
We've
remember.
Been working on this since January.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Now we got an office.
A
real good office.
Yeah. So you finally have your little studio working, and that works.
And you got our posters up.
We got our posters up, our walls of accomplishment and stuff, and
from spooky.
Spooky.
And whatever other convention that we went to.
Yeah. Fatality Fest.
Oh, yeah. We had those, though.
Yeah. We have all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We have our video game thing happening in here now.
Yeah.
And
you can play Donkey Kong.
Yeah. And, we have your turntable and all your records and, stuff like that. So, yeah. It's been fun. We've just been really, really super busy.
I just put out the Death Rock Radio, McPatch's Underground Horror Radio Mix.
Yeah.
Another fine episode of that.
Yeah.
I answered the long question of why the hell is Rock Lobster on the Halloween soundtrack at a Halloween store?
Yeah, because it's really not.
It's not a horror song.
No, it's really not.
But it's still awesome because it's the B-52s. So.
I think they just used to play it because it was 6 minutes and then go to the bathroom and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they just had it on CD repeat or whatever.
Yeah, no. But I mean, they used to play it at like every school dance. At.
Oh, yeah.
It was always like one of the last songs they would play.
Tonight's final song is Rock Lobster by the B-52s.
Right.
For those of you who want it Rome, fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
You're getting Rock Lobster.
Well, it was before Rome.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought, what was their first big hit? Was it Love Shack?
No.
Really?
Like Legal Tender and all that stuff from the 80s.
Love Shack was from the 80s?
It was from 89. It was when I graduated high school.
Oh, okay. I don't know them. I like the B-52s, but
Planet Claire and all that were beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that album that Rome and Love Shack and all came from, that was 1989.
Okay.
They had albums before that, and Rock Lobster was out from the 80s, so they used to play that at all the school dances when I was in school.
Next time we go to Respectables, we need to request it.
Yeah, right.
That and we'll get...
Plus it was always...
Win in Rome.
Yeah. We love Win in Rome, The Promise from Win in Rome. But it was funny because... one of the things was they would have played at school dances, and whenever the part where he's going down, 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 you're supposed to get down on the floor and like jiggle around and be stupid, So.
You're drinking enough of these Bloody Marys, I'm going to be down.
Yeah, down for the count. I drink coffee and you drink booze.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
When you run 8 podcasts, radio shows, and an entire station, you'll be drinking booze too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got Cindy and Liam coming. That's busy. We went to Morbid Movies along with Kruger Collectibles and Razor Power Glove Productions, our friends over at there, along with Steven Raven Homicide, who does the Homicidal Geek Show. So we'll talk about Nightmare on Elm Street because it's funny.
Right.
Because when you own a movie on DVD that was you never saw on the big screen,
right.
you don't notice shit until you actually see it on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like Halloween, we noticed so much shit about John Carpenter's Halloween on the big screen that we never see on our Blu-ray at all.
That you can hear in the background.
So there were a lot of extra sounds and stuff. And Nightmare on Elm Street had weird sounds anyway because that was the whole point of the Dream, the original, the Wes Craven one. So that was cool, but there was also some other hilarity in that in the whole movie. So we'll talk about that as well. But we had a wonderful time at Morbid Movies. Thanks to those guys again.
Always.
Just amazing. So we did that. And next weekend, I'm going to be actually, why is Sandy Lemer here? I will be pulling double duty because I will also be at the Treasure Coast Rick Show. Doing not one, but two panels that are about us.
Yes.
And that, I don't know if I'm moderating yet. I might, but I'll be there hanging out. And I'm doing one panel on Saturday, I think like at 5. So it'll be about how to do a podcast, which I think is the title of it. And so I'm going to show people this time how to do a podcast a little bit better than how spooky it was, because spooky I was exhausted and it was confusing for me too. So this time I'm not hooking up to a projector. I'm just going to bring the little laptop and just show you how to do it and answer any questions. And then on Sunday, I'm doing a panel about, guess what? Underground Horror Radio.
Woohoo!
Which, by the way, this is our 3-year anniversary.
Yes, soon.
This month. March. It's March,
Yeah. Well, it's not March yet.
It's like the fucking day before March. I don't want to hear your
March
shit.
March isn't until Tuesday.
Yeah, if Monday wasn't a leap year, guess what? Fucking March would be Monday.
Right.
Last year was Friday the 13th.
Yes.
But you were gone last March, and that sucked.
I know. I was preparing to leave this weekend, actually.
Thank you. And now we got people coming over.
Yeah. So, yeah, much I'm better. Actually going to be here, yeah, for the month. So.
But, yeah, I'm doing that. So that's going to be fun. We'll promote, obviously, this show and the other things we do over at Death Rock. And it's cool because I'm telling people, if I can fucking do this, anybody can probably
exactly.
do this.
Yes.
You just have to have the drive.
Right.
What's that? We got a sponsor from our non-sponsor. By the way, Nika, thank you for having retro stuff. It's so fucking cool.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Have you heard?
I heard what? I love that.
I know you do. Have you heard that they have a real life version of Harley Quinn that Nika did?
I heard about that.
5'11", life size.
Why?
Because people want to molest her, I guess. I don't know.
Is it like the comic book one, or is it that Margot Robbie chick?
No. It's the comic book one, I think.
Okay. One of the many variations.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the one where she has the red leather.
Like the Arkham.
Vest on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
That's whatever.
Yeah.
I think
no, but Nika
gone
does
popular
some really
in
stuff.
Deadpool now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nika did we talk about that?
What?
About Deadpool and how people, it's like if you're new to the comic book stuff, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with it. I think we talked about Deadpool because we came on and did it the day after we saw it, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we talked about
Deadpool. I don't remember yet.
Yeah, I know. We've been so... But yeah, so Nika's cool. They really do some really great stuff.
The mask on the wall.
The mask on the wall.
The
Freddy glove. Yeah, Mark Patton actually is getting a new Freddy glove. It was one that was burned. So it's a friend of his is making it into a full-fledged glove for him.
And like all
it
gnarly?
Looks really neat. Yeah, it looks really neat. So,
that's good.
Yeah. So, and I'm really excited because, Scream Queen, My Life on Elm Street is coming out soon. He's
we're
final
in that.
Stretches. Really? Yeah. I'm hoping we're in it.
I hope we
made the cut. Yeah. So,
that was last year around this time, Shock Pop, right after, cause that was Valentine's Day. Weekend.
It was Valentine's Day.
It was. That's right.
When
Friday
we talked to them, it was Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Green Jello.
Yep. Friday the 13th, we went to Green Jello and you were in Green Jello. And that was that the final robot?
Yeah. The robot's done.
Yeah. You didn't do the robot at Shock
Pop. We didn't have time.
That's
working.
That's right. And plus we were all the way up at the top.
Yeah. We were doing the, press stuff for the Underground Horror Radio.
Yes, for Chomp and all that stuff, too.
Chomp, Wolf Cop.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it's official. They are working on
Wolf Cop 2.
Too.
I heard that. Lynn Hansen actually is winning, like, all the awards for Chomp. And she's making a new one. She's making a new film.
And the first screening was the one we saw?
Yes.
And we were the first interview about Chomp.
Yeah.
And ever since then.
Of the whole cast. Yep.
It's been on a roll. It was a good movie.
Yes, it was.
And Lynn did a great
job.
It's
a very good short. Yes.
They're a good friend of ours.
Yes. So
we see him at Spooky as we're trying to find our parking space.
Yeah, there they are.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going? Yep. Exactly.
This is Jeff and Isis.
Yeah. So apparently there's a Nightmare 4 reunion happening at Texas Frightmare this year.
I heard that.
Yeah, too bad they're not all going to be at the Spooky. I asked Brooke about it.
Retro has turned out pretty okay.
Yeah, I asked Brooke Feast about it, and she said that she knows she's not, but she doesn't know about the others.
Yeah.
You know, Danny hasn't responded, so
are they going to the... They're all going to Texas Frightmare.
Yeah, they're all going to be at Texas Frightmare.
When's that?
The end of April.
You want to go?
It's in Dallas.
Dallas. Yeah. But
no offense to Dallas, but no.
It would be worth going, though.
If I didn't live in Dallas for a month.
Oh, also no, because WrestleMania is right around there, too.
Yeah. And isn't that in Dallas?
Oh, no. WrestleMania is the beginning of April.
Oh, okay.
April 3rd.
Okay.
That's right. Never mind. Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I doubt it.
It's going to depend on
money.
The working situation and money and all that. So,
yeah, work, money.
Bullshit. Yeah, that bullshit.
Hey, if you all want to sponsor this show and sponsor Podunk Radio so we don't have to work shitty jobs, we'll do it. Because we are working on some ideas for Patreon.
Yeah, so we're thinking
about...
Is
that what it's called? Patreon?
Yeah.
I can't say it right.
Yeah. Patreon, whatever.
Patronage?
Patronage is basically what it is, yeah.
I feel like... isn't that my spell called Patreon in Diablo 3 when I go like super like mode? I thought it was Patreon. That's what it says.
I don't know.
When I do that Miss Energy thing and I just blow up everybody up for
like
20
minutes.
I love Diablo 3 and so does Nicole.
Yes. Unicorns!
Yes, unicorns.
Clippy cloppy. Yeah.
Unicrons.
It's really funny how we do it just to see those fucking unicorns. We play the Rifts just to see if their unicorns will show up.
And then they show up.
And then they show up and we are so happy because we murder the piss out of them.
And then it's blood and guts splitting in half.
They split in half and their heads fly off. And
filleted.
Yeah, they'll be filleted and, you know, just it's just fucking hilarious.
The whole blood comes out of the horn.
The horn.
Kind of like in the blowhole from the Merman. And
Yeah. And Cabin in the Woods, yeah.
We just watched Cabin in the Woods last night. Here's a review. It's good.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. So
I know. I can't believe we've been doing this for 3 years. We've must reviewed a lot of movies.
We have removed. We have removed a lot of movies.
We have removed a lot of movies off the list of life.
I am. Oh, God. I'm so.
There's no horror movies coming out soon, though, to theaters.
No. I watched Crimson Peak on demand the other
week. You weren't thrilled.
Yeah. It's not what you think it is.
I heard.
It is a ghost story, but it's more of a gothic mystery kind of thing. And, I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautifully shot, and it's not a bad story, but.
Wasn't what you thought it was.
It wasn't what you thought it was at all. No. And
how's Hiddleston?
Hiddleston's always good.
He's Hiddleston.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all right. So there's lots of stuff going on and
so much stuff.
Yeah. So why don't we play some tunes?
Let's play some tunes. Oh, we're gonna play some Venus De Vilo because right now
she's in Dublin.
She lives in Dublin, and she's at the
Screamvention. Yes.
Along with Kane Hodder, Tony Todd, Jessica Cameron, Heather Dorff, and some other people. Ari Lehman, who's going to be here next week.
Yes, and Nicholas Vince is there.
Barbie
Wilde is there, and I think Simon Bamford's there too as well.
That's
so
fucking cool.
All the fucking Cenobites are there. So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool. And she's playing. It's already done. So today at noon in her time.
Yeah.
That's I don't know what time that is. This is on in night tonight.
It was already. Well, it was already.
It's done.
Yeah.
But no, it's good because Venus is really, really creative, and I think she deserves a lot of attention and stuff. So definitely download as much Venus De Vilo
songs as
you can.
Yeah, keep her working because you know poor
she's
child.
Great.
Yeah, she's got. We got to keep her in Pikachu and gothic stuff.
Yeah, so. She's very, very excited.
Pikachu and corsets. That's what we need to keep her.
Pikachu.
In.
I bet you she'd probably buy a Pikachu corset.
She would. She would totally do.
She
that.
Loves Pikachu.
Yes,
she loves Pokemon in general.
She's a Pokemon girl. Yeah.
That's all right. She's awesome. So anyway, we're gonna play some of that and some other stuff, and then as we get ready for our Brit invasion of Bristol, for next week. And
yes.
Next 2 weeks.
Right.
So we'll be back.
Yep.
Greetings and good evening. This is Venus De Vilo, all the way from Ireland, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio. There is no escape.
She's alive, she's vile, Miss Frankenstein. Heartless scientist across the line.
listen to the venom I spread. Can you feel my poison? Preventively, would you already contact you belong? Legion of hell. I am the unholy, the one who spreads evil words. I am the unholy. Sacrificial dagger in, and I am the unholy. I am the unholy. I am the unholy. I am the unholy. I am the unholy.
out there for you and me, endlessly, you and me, endlessly, you and me, endlessly.
Unlike the 376th best punk station on the web, Podunk Radio.
Yeah, really. PodunkRadio.com.
I wouldn't say number one, but there are a lot of good shows on here. Certainly better than Not For Air.
Like this one.
This one. Well, this is the only station that really that I know of that would play a show like this.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a different kind of like horror punk show.
Yeah.
I never did get on Horror Punk Network. So I said, fuck it, I'll do my own show.
Yes, exactly.
Ended up on Podunk anyway. Now who owns the station?
Bitch!
Not to brag. Anyway, so yeah, we saw Morbid Movies again. And this month coming up here in March, Army of Darkness, the Bruce Campbell classic.
Yeah, you just love that stuff.
It's a good movie.
I know!
I know!
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh! Wolf tickets.
Yeah. So we were talking about earlier about seeing things like that on the big screen. We saw Nightmare on Elm Street on
which,
the big
by the
screen.
Way, was amazing. And, oh, real quick, packed house.
Packed house. They had they were full. They were full. That was the first time since Morbid Movies has started that they've had a full house.
And it's your anniversary coming up,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, so that was awesome. So keep coming, people.
Well,
keep,
we always tell people,
yes,
yeah,
keep
please
coming.
Come to these events.
Yep, because that's the only way they can keep doing it. But what was really funny was,
oh yeah,
I think Mike sold more stuff to the old people walking by than he did to people like that were attending the actual
like buttons
show.
And stuff?
Shirts and stuff, yeah.
He was selling shirts to the older people that coming out of the movies?
Yeah, they kept coming by and be like, oh, I want a shirt. I want this. Yeah. Just buying.
All right.
Yeah, I know. I was like, cool. I'm sitting there going, because they'd stop and go, oh, what is this? You know, blah, 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 blah. And we'd explain what it is, you know, Morbid Movies, blah, blah, blah. And then they'd see the shirts and stuff. Oh, I want a shirt.
Those are good shirts.
Yeah,
Mike
they are
did
very
a
good
job,
shirt.
Yeah.
But it was just funny because it was more than the people buying, you know, more people that were coming out, the old people coming out of the movies than the people that came to see Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right, which was a lot of people.
It was a lot of people, but it was funny. But I think that's like the most merchandise he sold at a
showing.
Show. Yeah, that was funny though.
It's not a lot of time because you're trying to come in and out. And,
yeah, and yeah. it's hard, especially because we have to get there well before it's time for the show to start.
Yeah.
And there's other movies playing. There's a movie playing in that theater.
Right.
And so we have to wait until everybody clears out before we can even get in.
But we're doing interviews.
And we're doing interviews and stuff. But I'm saying then the hallway gets really crowded.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not a big theater. It's
six. It's a six.
But it's very nice. The owner and everybody there does a great job.
Yeah, they're very nice. Very accommodating.
And I'm glad that we were able to do something like this because we always said when we saw Evil Dead in theaters, you know, Evil Dead 2013, wish we had screenings and midnight showings. I think this works out better than midnight.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting up there in age where being out to midnight ain't working. Denny's is about midnight. But but it was. We live an hour away.
Yeah. So. We still got home 1 o'clock in the morning, so.
Yeah, we did. But you know what? It was very awesome, and it was good to see Nightmare on Elm Street. So, a lot of funny things.
Yeah.
The crowd was interactive. They were kind of yelling at the screen, which was kind of cool.
Yeah. The first time I saw Nightmare on Elm Street, I actually saw it on HBO.
Right.
And, you know, I was 13 when it came out, so scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah, well, the first one was scary.
Yeah. I used to actually watch horror movies with my hands over my eyes. I used to.
With your dad?
Yeah. I watched, it was funny because the first Friday the 13th, we watched that on HBO. And he'd already watched it. So he would show me, he would let me watch him after he watched him so that he would know when to tell me not to look.
Right.
And at the end, I was hiding behind the couch. Where she swings the axe, I looked at just the wrong time. I saw that head come right off. And, ever since then, I've just kind of been in love with the whole deal. But I had nightmares for weeks. That and Phantasm. Phantasm
fucked me up. Oh, Phantasm is fucking scary.
Phantasm fucked me up. I was only 6 years old when I saw it.
Yeah, that's a scary movie.
Yeah. So, you know, my cousin was trying to help by covering my eyes, and I still saw the wrong stuff. So,
you saw the ball?
The ball didn't bother me. It was the scene that sticks with me to this day. To this day is when he's chasing the tall man, or not the tall man's chasing him, but one of the zombie guys that the reanimated ones.
Yeah.
Is chasing him through the doors and stuff, and he slams the door and the fingers come off.
Oh yeah.
And there's that yellow stuff, and then he has it in the box, and it fucking moves. Oh, that. Fucked me up. That and the little creepy things following people around in the fucking
those little
cemetery.
Jawas. They look like Jawas from
cemetery.
Star Wars.
Yeah, that fucked me up too. But yeah, but it was funny because seeing it on the big screen now, I'm like, I've seen it so many times that I'm like, I got it, right? But it was funny because you got to hear a lot of things in the background and stuff that you don't hear when you're watching it on television.
We're not talking about stage crew. We're talking about voices and stuff like from the movies.
Yeah, like at the end when Nancy goes looking for him in the boiler room, you hear things being said. Like you hear Tina's voice and you hear Glenn getting sucked into screaming.
Shit.
And, you know, it's just, I mean, you hear all these things.
And it looks good.
Yeah, before he even shows up, you know? So, it was really good. I liked it. One of the things I haven't talked about and I think is funny is the fashions.
It was the 80s.
I know, but it was funny because like what she was wearing was like the height of fashion in the 80s.
The sweater thing?
The sweater over the button-up shirt and the khakis.
Yeah.
But they're like the most shapeless clothes ever. You know, you couldn't see that she had a figure. When she's wearing jeans, you can kind of see that she has a figure, but for the most part, she looks...
She's cute.
Yeah, she's cute, but she looks like dumpy because
you don't know.
Because you don't know, but...
Not until she's taking her shirt off and putting the other shirt on.
Yeah, you know. But it was just funny because... I just couldn't get over the clothes. The clothes just cracked me up. And I was like, yeah, we did used to dress like that. Because y'all got to remember, I'm a little older. So I was a teenager in the 80s. So,
and that's what you would wear.
Yeah. And that was the kind of stuff that's the kind of stuff you could buy in the stores. You know, that was what was there. That was the fashion back then.
Macy's.
Yeah. Or, you know, Fashion Bug and all that shit.
Right.
So.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see these movies on the big screen. So. We almost kind of met with a drinking game.
Oh, God.
So, everybody who's seen Nightmare on Elm Street, you know that her mother in the movie is a drunk, an alcoholic.
Yeah, serious.
And I always knew that. But seeing it on the big screen, we were actually paying attention.
Yeah.
And this woman would pull a bottle, and not just one bottle like she carries with her, but anywhere in the house, there is a bottle of vodka.
Yeah. Not like a fifth either. We're talking like a 2-liter bottle of fucking vodka.
Like Sam's Club vodka.
Yeah, the economy bottles of vodka. It was just
like the case a bartender would use at a bar.
Yeah, just, I mean, she was hiding them fuckers everywhere.
And so it became so comedic because Ronnie Blakely is a great actress.
Yes, she is.
And when she would do this dramatic scene, it was really good. And then suddenly there's the fucking bottle.
Yep. She had it under her arm and she lights that cigarette. And she's like, come down to the basement with me. I'm like, fuck you, lady.
And it's just funny because she would do this to mommy. They can't hurt you no more. And then there's a bottle.
Because mommy killed him.
Where the fuck did that bottle just come from?
Yeah.
So in the closet, in the couch. She would try to hide it from Nancy like, bitch, you don't know I drink?
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, maybe I'll just get good and loaded like you. And then she smacked her. I'm like, I don't think she smacked her because she yelled at her. I think she smacked her because she's starting to drink her drink.
I know, right? Don't touch my bottle, bitch.
That's my bottle to bitch out.
Then she broke her bottle and she's like.
And she didn't get upset though because she's got like 20 more fucking in the fucking pantry.
Yeah, there's another one in there, yeah.
Another eight.
Yeah.
The liquor store delivers.
Yeah, the liquor store delivers by the case.
Here's your case you want it. And back then, so that would have been like, what, $80? That was just nothing?
Yeah. Now it'd be like $800.
And we'd be like, no. Total Wine. Sandy and Liam, Total Wine.
Yeah, can't wait. Woohoo! Mecca!
All right, so real quick, a story about that. So in England, which we have a lot of fan base.
Mm-hmm.
You've been over there, I haven't.
Yes.
They have your normal, and for you people here in America, they have your normal little liquor stores.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a couple shelves full of stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There'll be a selection of liquor and wine and beer. That's what
of like, be. Here's a gin, and here is a vodka, or vodkas, and here is a whiskey or two.
Yeah.
An Irish.
Yeah.
Or English.
Yeah.
So that's all good. Here we have a little bit more, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they come over. Sandy and Liam come over here last year for the first time.
Yep.
Not the first time in America, but the first time with us.
Yes.
So I'm at work, and Nicole takes him to the liquor store. Keep bumping in this fucking thing. So Nicole takes him to the liquor store, and we have this giant superstore here called Total Wine and More.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's like a Walmart of liquor. Every kind of craft beer some hipster can make up will show up in this fucking place. All kinds of vodkas, and it's all labeled.
Yeah, they have aisles full
of liquor,
of vodka, aisles full of rum, aisles full of all different kinds,
prices,
flavors, prices, all sizes. Kinds of stuff. Yes, they have 12,000 bottles of wine, different flavors. And
so I guess what happens, you took them there and they were just,
it was like, oh, church.
No, we don't need that. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. No, it was like, oh, we really shouldn't spend all this money. We should have. And oh, go on then. I want to get this. Oh, go on then. Look, they have this. Oh, let's get it.
So we're going to take them to Total Wine again.
Yes. That was like, that's like that and Aldi are like the two stops.
Yeah.
The first day.
Yeah, they were. I didn't go to Aldi. That's right.
Yeah.
So they were super psyched about that, as usual.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's funny because They come that when they come here, they were here when they were here the last time. The best thing about it was the fact that it was just like just coming and hanging out.
Yeah.
And staying here, you know, and it was like we didn't do a lot of fancy touristy things. We just went to stores and, you know, we went shopping and we went.
But she did love O'Shea's and she does love Respectables. So yes, that was good.
You know, so we're going to go down to West Palm and stuff. But, you know, we went out and we went out to dinner and stuff and the restaurants blew them away. But it was just funny because they were so happy to go to the fucking grocery store because the grocery stores are so different here.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
They just have markets.
But there. I'm like that. But I'm like that over there. You know, it's like I like going to the British supermarkets and things like that. You know.
Well, we got
to
take him up to the English and Irish store up there in Melbourne.
Yeah. We'll go to Meg O'Malley's.
Meg O'Malley's, yeah.
So. But yeah, no, it's just, it's exciting.
But that woman in that movie pulled out liquor bottles like from fucking. Like she was a goddamn magician.
Yeah. You know.
She's like, look at my next trick. And here's a bottle, and not a fucking fifth, and not a pint, not a 750.
No, I didn't
it's
hide it.
It's a 2-liter fucking bottle.
Of vodka, yeah.
I didn't know what kind of vodka it was, but it was.
That's why her arms were so toned, because she's always lifting them fucking bottles.
Every fucking place in that house had a. Look, this woman. And again, this could all be kind of Nancy's dream, because we really don't know about that first movie. It's very confusing.
Yes.
We know it happened, because in part three, she mentions it.
Yes.
But. It's one part where Nancy is trying to sneak out. And again, she mm-hmm. might have been dreaming in that part because Glenn was whatever. She opened the fucking door and her mother just pulls out the vodka in the linen closet where the towels are upstairs.
Yeah.
Drinks just straight from the bottle and puts it back.
Like glugs it down and then puts it back, yeah.
It's like, what, you couldn't wait 20 feet to your room? Because you know she had one in her arm.
Yeah, well, she has one in her arm. She has one in her fucking bed. She's got one underneath the bed. She's got one in the... side cabinet.
I love that, Ann. I just don't feel like drinking no more. Bullshit.
Yeah.
You ain't cutting cold. It says you bought him out when you can't remember the night before. No, we know people that black out, Jeff.
Yeah. 13 times a charm.
Well, he didn't black out 13 times.
I know.
He just got caught 13.
That was his 13th catch.
But yeah, that's no wonder. So what do you think happened in that relationship? Do you think you work too much? Or he's like, I can't handle your drink, and John Saxon's like, I'm out.
Probably a little bit of both. She probably drank more because he was a workaholic.
He's a cop. He's like the sheriff.
Yeah. I know, but I'm saying, yeah. You know, it was probably
what the
a
hell are you going to school for today anyway?
Yeah. What the hell were you doing going to school today anyway?
John Saxon, don't fuck around.
You used me.
But Heather Langenkamp will be at Spooky Empire.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about that coming
up. And Rodney
next.
Eastman will be there.
Yeah, we'll talk about the lineup, and there'll be more by the time we get to April, but we're going to talk about that in real quick run over of, Treasure Coast Freak Show. I think it's cool that we have this in our hometown. Maybe we'll actually get some people that may or may not... There's the dog. May or may not know about this show locally. So anyway, we're going to play some tunes. We'll be back.
I just can't wait for my special day. Big church, nice suit, and an empty grave. Family and friends all gather around to watch as I'm lowered into the ground. I want to have a tag hanging from my toe. Coming in my
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com.
.com.
Fucker.
Motherfucker.
Pay bills, bitch.
Right, pay bills. So yeah, Treasure Coast Freak Show, as I was saying before, the dog went ape shit and the lawnmowing guy showed up. If you're wondering why the lawnmower guy here is at 10 o'clock at night, it's because we're in California. Yeah, and it's actually...
That's what it is.
No, this isn't live. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
I'm at the Ghetto Zombie Show, which is where you should be tonight, at Oceanside Pub, Jensen Beach.
Yes.
I didn't mention earlier, because by the time this airs, they're already on.
Yeah.
Also, check out TJ Lynch, horror artist extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. Another St. Lucie fucking awesome guy.
Yes.
Does some great stuff. He's working on a Misfits-y kind of Iron Man mech armor thing.
Cool.
What's it? Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
There's the dog again. Yeah. Special guest Envy. Hello, Envy.
Hi, Envy.
Fucking
you
dog.
Barking fucking dog.
So anyway, I was saying earlier that I think it's cool that we have a con here. Just because, for the most part, with the punk scene, I'm known because of that with the other shows.
Yes.
And we don't have a lot of horror punk here, except for the Ghetto Zombies. So more people know Not For Air.
Yes.
So having a horror convention in town, plus the geek stuff, and me being there, because I know you're going to be busy with Sandy and Liam.
Yeah.
You guys might go. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's cool because with that and having another show now, the Homicidal Geek Show with Raven Homicide, it's good because now we can get out there and let people know there is a horror show for at least 3 years now.
Right.
Locally, and there is a geeky kind of element here on where we live.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a good thing. I would have went to the one back in... June or whatever it was, but I was working, so I'm going this week, next weekend, so that's going to be awesome. So it's not a huge thing, which I kind of like about it. I think it's nice that it's kind of small. Fatality Fest was kind of small,
right?
And we had a good time. So we got Tyler Main, of course, we all know who that is. And I'm trying to, there we go, fucking thing.
Yeah,
I can't see. There I am. Yeah, right there. We got Tyler Main. We got Naomi Grossman, Pepper. Which is great.
From American Horror Story, yeah.
And we got, what's his name? Frasier?
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
I don't know either. That's weird. That just says Frasier.
I don't know.
And then we got, Jennifer Lynn Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Who's from American Horror Story.
Yeah.
And she's from Pennsylvania. Hey.
Yeah.
That's you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Rob Archer, who was the Krampus. We'll be showing a screening of American Horror Story.
No, Christmas Horror Story.
Sorry.
A Christmas Horror Story.
Yes.
Yes. Not American Horror Story, but
that would be a whole thing.
Yeah.
What season? But yeah, that was not a bad movie at all. It was kind of interesting what they did.
No, yeah, it was good.
So he was the guy that was the Krampus in that movie, not to be confused with Michael Dougherty's Krampus.
Yeah.
And he's a big dude.
He is a big dude. And he... The Krampus was cool in that film.
He really was.
He was, yes.
And then Santa fighting was.
Yeah, that was awesome. So I like that.
I did too. So that would be cool.
Yeah.
And the Bagul.
Yeah, Bagul.
Bagul.
From Sinister.
Which you love.
I love, yeah. I think Sinister and Sinister.
I'm going to tell him. I'm like, hey, my wife fucking loves Sinister. I think it was good too. But
yeah.
She thought you did an awesome job being scary.
Yeah. You are a scary
Paranormal Expeditions. I know one of them anyway in real life, so that's going to be awesome. All-girl paranormal group. They're going to be doing ghost stuff. That's pretty sweet. They're on
And not showing people their tits, which is nice.
Oh, are you talking about the Hellraiser thing still?
No.
What are you talking
about? Just in general.
What are you talking about? Ari Lehman,
who's in
Dublin right now, yes.
He's in Dublin right now, yes.
And then Danica Rockwood, who is a cosplayer. A lot of cool stuff. And then we got Thaddeus Crane from Walking Dead and Travis Love from The Walking Dead as well.
Yeah.
So, plus we got plenty of vendors, including Ignite Wrestling, which I know very well, and Razor Power Glove Productions and Kruger's Collectibles. Myself will be there.
Yes.
Underground Horror Radio representing a lot of other cool people. So it'll be a fun weekend. It's March 4th, 5th, and 6th. Go on to treasurecoastfreakshow.com for more details.
Yes.
And that's happening next weekend, first weekend of March. Now, a month later, the first weekend of April, we have Spooky Empire Retro.
Yes.
Which is going to be at the Wyndham.
Right.
Which I've never been to.
Right.
But you've been there.
I have.
Nice?
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they got a hell of a lineup. Now, there's no authors, so that kind of... But yeah. They never really do, usually, for this one.
Not for this one, no. It's usually just in October. And we already know we're in for October, so...
All right, just clicked on it.
Guests.
Oh, there we go.
Guests.
I noticed that when I'm not checking this one every day like I did in October. Like, where are we? No, it was, there I am. Where's my wife?
Uh-huh.
And then I found it. All right, so here's our list of Spooky Empire retro. April, what, 1st through the 3rd?
Yep.
Okay. Alice Cooper. Awesome. Drea DiMatteo. DiMatteo. Awesome. Yeah. Heather Langenkamp.
Awesome.
Paul Sorvino from, he's just from Dick Tracy and Goodfellas and all kinds of stuff.
Coolio.
Twiggy Ramirez, of course, from Manson and Perfect Circle. Inch Nails, those are all good things. Yeah. Ben Furo, who's Ultraman.
Yes.
And Amy Steele.
Awesome.
Friday the 13th, Part 2. And she was in April's Fool's Day?
April Fool's Day, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Ken
Pachiro Satsuma.
From Godzilla.
From Godzilla. And Tsutomu Kitagawa.
From Godzilla Final Wars. Looks like Godzilla 2000 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Rubin.
I'm excited for that, and so is Raven. Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Rubin.
Jennifer Rubin. That's a wrestling name, it looks like.
Yeah.
Jennifer Rubin, who I made a cool poster with her and Heather Langenkamp on there.
Yes.
So, and Nick Corey.
Yep.
That'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ronnie Eastman. Oh, Ronnie.
Cool.
We know Rodney.
Rodney's cool. Yeah, he's a cool guy. And oh, they got Ira Hyden too.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So that's two of the kids from, well, three of the kids.
From
that's
three.
Three of the kids from three. Yeah.
And Heather.
Well, yeah, Heather. But I'm
she
saying
wasn't
that she wasn't one of the kids. They were the kids.
And then we got Day of the Dead. I'm sorry. I thought it was My Bloody Valentine, but it's Day of the Dead.
Yeah. Terry Alexander, Lori Cardell, and Gary Clark. Day of the Dead, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And Lloyd Kaufman. Holy Christ.
Yes. Tromeo. Wherefore art thou, Tromeo?
Tromeo and Juliet's a weird fucking movie.
Yeah. He's the Troma dude.
He is the dude. He is Lloyd Kaufman. Alex Vincent. What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
That he's there again?
Yes.
He's there all the time.
I know.
Yeah. So is Mike Christopher.
Yeah. Mike Christopher's cool, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's a nice guy.
Barry Anderson.
And Michael J. Tommaso from Day of the Dead.
So we just saw Day of the Dead.
Yeah, we did.
No, I wasn't thinking Day of the Dead. I was thinking Dawn of the Dead.
That was Dawn of the Dead. That's what we saw with Mike Christopher.
Yes.
We saw the one with Mike Christopher in it.
There's too many deads.
Uh-huh.
That's it so far.
Yeah. So
not bad.
No, and I'm sure there'll probably be one or two
more. There's going to be quite a few more. So, go to conventions.
Yeah, please go to conventions.
It'd be cool.
And don't just go to see somebody specifically. Go and, like, meet the vendors and check out their stuff.
Vendors have got a lot of cool shit.
They have
a whole room
cool shit.
Full of proof of that.
We have a whole room.
I'm sorry, who did that? Would that be Joel Robinson?
That'd be Joel Robinson, yeah.
Now,
we have portraiture.
I think I met him.
Yeah, you did.
I interviewed him. Joel Robinson is a super cool guy.
He's a very cool guy. And artpusher.net is his website. Go and check it out. He's got some really cool things coming out.
Yes.
He's got a Munsters
The Munsters?
Yeah, the Munsters.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, he's got a Munsters poster coming out. And he also has some Halloween 2 art and also t-shirts coming.
Sweet.
He has a partnership with and I can't remember the name. I'm so sorry.
I thought it was Universal.
No. The guy that's doing the shirts is the guy that was next to him at
Spooky. Okay.
I can't remember. I'm so sorry. I think it's like
to know who did those posters too.
Rock and roll. I can't remember his name either.
He was great.
Yeah, he was great. Because he did that one too.
I like those.
Yeah.
Your trick or treat one is.
It's very cool.
And I got Joel's Evil Dead too.
Yeah.
And I got his Ginger Snaps.
And Reanimator.
Which I got to hang up.
Yeah, so...
Go see awesome vendors.
Go see the vendors and buy their stuff.
Because I'm making posters too now.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how this goes. And if it goes out well, maybe I'll start selling them online.
Yeah. You know, we never know.
So, some cool stuff. It might be a Patreon thing that we can do.
Yeah.
So anyway, support local artists and stuff like that.
Yeah, support local radio, support,
bands. It's cool.
Support, support, support.
Yes. All right. Well, anyway, we're done.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Wait till next week when the British get here.
Yeah, the British invasion will be happening next week. The royal visit.
The royal visit.
Hello, hello.
Goodbye, bye, bye.
Must attend to the corgis.
Sandy doesn't like scary things, though.
No, she doesn't.
No.
No, she's kind of fun in this room.
She's like, yeah, I think she'll like the room.
I think because we put up a lot of scary stuff since she's been here. I don't
she
know.
Might be, she might be a little, there's the lawnmowing guy.
There's the lawnmower guy, and featuring Roberto, our lawn guy. Yes, thank you, Roberto.
You know, the fact that his name's Roberto makes it sound extremely fucking racist and like upper class.
I can't help it.
Sounds like we're like upper class. That's we have a lawn name. Guy, and his name's Roberto.
He's a nice old guy. He just likes to do lawns.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
You know.
Is that some Wolfcott? There's their chomp poster signed.
Yep. Uh-huh. We have a lot of signed stuff.
You know, do you know that we got like a lot of cool stuff before it actually takes off?
Yes.
Like we got Chomp, and now what happened with Chomp?
And we got American Mary, and we got...
The Soskas.
The Soskas and the Living Deads. Speaking of the Living Deads, we're not quite done yet. The Living Deads are on tour again. Go to their... Facebook page or their website, thelivingdeads.com.
Yes.
And check it out because they're on tour again. They are awesome, awesome, awesome.
Well, it's starting to get summer, so they're going up north.
Yeah, they're going everywhere. They're still along the East Coast, and they have stuff going on in Canada and all
kinds of
stuff.
I'm not going to lie. They're always on tour.
Yeah.
They are. But they live in an RV.
But they were off for a little while, and now they're picking back up again.
Yeah,
they're playing They're playing a couple dates here. In Florida,
we're gonna make
like
time.
Jacksonville and that kind of stuff. But we missed the Orlando show. But definitely go check them out.
We will again make time.
Yeah, they are worth every penny that you spend to go see them because they play for like 3 hours. They are awesome.
Yeah,
and they fucking wail. Okay,
we should get them booked here.
I'd love to.
I'll pay them. I just gotta figure out how much they want.
Yeah.
I think if they played here, people would go.
Oh, I think so, too.
If we put them on a bill with, like Break the Hero or...
Ghetto
or,
Zombies.
Or Spicoli.
Or Spicoli or Ghetto Zombies.
Oh, I think Alton would be like...
I don't think Alton could play.
With her around?
If she was there, yeah.
Yeah, poor Alton.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Alton, our buddy.
Alton.
He's making patches.
Yeah, I know he is.
He's a rock and roll. Anyway.
Anyway.
I'm going to play the Living Deads.
Yes, play the Living Deads.
I am, and we're out of here. Bye.
Bye.
See you all next week. Tune in to Podunk Radio every day, and also check out Not For Air on Podbean. I think it's Not For Air podcast on Podbean, and all our stuff is there. Every show I've done. Mixcloud. Check out Death Rock Radio as well. Awesome stuff. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Wait for me. You look like a monster.
You're listening to Podunk Radio.